there's no comparison to this one. It's gotta be the worst on record, for sure. Words can't describe it, unfortunately. Where do you start? Just messy as. Hey, no form to it, a washing machine. Kathy, neighbor's house demolished, ours not a scratch. On the other hand, Larry, our house demolished, neighbor's not a scratch. The ex took the left loudspeaker roughly 3 years ago, then Ingrid came to town and took the right. There's no comparison to this one. Trying to explain what you don't understand. With Hollywood, you know what's coming before you experience it. Obsolescence. Severe tropical cyclones may lead to the breakdown of civil order, from which, as a pretext to returning to this order, the state can cut basic services. So, grab the kids. But left the dogs. Hey. The destruction of the social fabric. The fear from one day to the next. An eye for an eye. The real takes vengeance. Family photos. Mum's quilt. Wedding dress. All gone. All that work dissipated in the useless creation and destruction of superfluous patterns. Ideology is now the clouds above your head, from tropical low to tropical depression. This is cyclone music. This is the cyclone. Well, that's not proper cyclone music, but you need the emptiness of the object, mate. This is... Oh, that's not proper cyclone music, but... That's not... You need the emptiness of the object. The right music for tropical cyclones. Just saying. Is the emptiness music of the object as expressed in sound? As for the thing in and of itself, well, that's terrifying.
Apologies, Sean, twice as powerful, twice as devastating as Cyclone Shirley. What? More powerful than Shirl? Shirley. Sorry, Shirl. What can local residents do against Sean? I mean, Dawn, Shirl. Well, I don't think it affects me personally, but it is a nightmare. Gut-wrenching. A town gripped with fear, power loss, communication loss, eerie calm, complete and utter devastation.
We've got all the best severe tropical cyclones coming up in the next hour. 1960s, all your smash hits from the 1970s and 80s. And the 1890s, the noughties, the 2000s and teens, maybe even into the 20s and the 30s. But first going all the way back down memory lane with the retired names of severe tropical cyclones from the 1970s. Ada. Category 3 severe tropical cyclone, January 1970. Althea. Daisy. Category 3 lasted 7 days. Beth, Category 3 severe tropical cyclone, February 1976, crossed the coast and took 200 roofs with her. Ted, Category 4 severe tropical cyclone, December 1976.
Welcome back. Just getting ready now for Cyclone Marcia, Category 3, a severe tropical cyclone. We're expecting very destructive winds of up to 224 kilometres an hour, lasting around 5 hours and going into the eye. Power failures are likely. Well, let's just see how some of the objects which I'm tipping are paying on the tote.
Just making today. A nice cup of tea here. Someone on the line. Call up, please. Go ahead, mate.
Yeah, two things. One, how far can you run up the profit margin before the whole bioethical substance of the world collapses upon itself? This is the challenge for business, both small and big today. Two, what makes your electric kettle desirable is not the thing in and of itself, but because my neighbour wants it, and my neighbour's desire makes all objects exchangeable. Goodbye.
Mrs. Green's palm tree at 8:20. Just personally, she'd be my bet. They put her in after Larry. Took out the last one, the palm tree, that is, not Mrs. Green. And another tip there. On the outside, Cheryl's hot water system paying $25.40 on the tape today. Just getting the items ready now. I'll just run through them for you before this cyclone gets going this evening. Gate 1, garage doors. The air conditioner, for number 5. Gate 2. Whose names you can't recall at this moment in time. This is Green Palm Tree. Sheets of metal from 2 doors up, and to close it out, Cheryl's hot water system. And it looks like we're ready to go here for Tropical Cyclone 8 of the season. This is Category 3 here today, Marcia. Come out nicely, the winds come up 134 kilometres an hour, and Cheryl's hot water system is still bolted down. Now into the second hour, winds set up to about 200 kilometres an hour. We've got patio plants in the lead, and kids' swings now really starting to get going. The graph doors are also spraying the Colin's satellite dish has been overtaken by Mrs. Green's palm tree, which has been ripped up and is now rolling down in his front number 6. The air conditioner from number 5, though, is still sitting safely in its rooms. Sheets of metal, the garage rules are swinging, the kids' windows also move. Now, moving into the third hour, wind's been still hot. Patio, wait, draws cards. It's breathing air from the house on the corner. Gun, from nice neighbours whose name you can't recall. Present moment in time, sheets of metal from $2 up. Barrels of water. Top of the fourth, and the wind speed is 250 kilometers an hour. And I'll call, as I said, visibility very poor at this point. And we've got kids' swings now overtaking Patio. It's Mrs. Green's. Taking off now. On the outside of that air conditioner from the start of the air conditioner from number 5 is prevents a trend from the house and forth. Gunfetch from the last neighbors whose name you can't recall this present time is now really taking off. We've got tables, we've got all kinds of things, gazebos down there all stacked up alongside sheets of metal from 2 doors up. And again, Sheriff's the system still standing. Nice. Now closing out the fifth with the wind speeds have dropped off because of the and we've got a winner, sheets of metal from 2 doors up. So for the winner today, sheets of metal from 2 doors up. What's beautiful about radio music is it's someone else's memory. Now the world is gone. To be sedentary is a luxury. Barricaded in the home, the fear that outside is not sustainable, the barricade soon to give way to a greater fear of unending movement and flight. Is a metaphor. The home is real, and the box is empty.
In the center of the work right now.
Of love in this world, there is no recovery.
What's beautiful about aphorisms is that they take on the appearance of objects.
Sehr aufgeregt wegen der Zustände.
Most people would come clock, not us.
Viele Leute würden Angst haben, aber sie nicht.
Just loving it, eh?
Sehr schön.
Oh, you know, it was just like
somebody ran through the house and ripped the roof off.
Es ist, als ob jemand durch das Haus gelaufen wäre und das ganze Dach abgerissen hätte.
We wanted to find out back, but the findings were messy as.
Sie wollten so schnell wie möglich zu den größeren Wellen, aber die kleineren davor waren im Weg. Wir haben uns alle unter Tischen und Matratzen versteckt. Wir haben viel dreckiges Wasser getrunken, aber es war uns egal. Die Wellen sind sehr schön.
When the roof came off the imaginary collapse, renovators are sure it would have been an understatement.
Als das Dach nicht mehr da war, ist das Imaginäre zusammengebrochen. Reif zum Renovieren.
Dad said our old mate got fully locked in the pocket a couple of times.
Der alte Kumpel von ihnen hat eine ganz tolle Welle verschmäht. Mitten in der Nacht.
Take the neighbor's roof off and you see swine, I reckon.
Reißt das Dach des Nachbarn ab und man sieht Schweine.
I get rail banged any day a week for corduroy like that, but.
Es macht keinen Spaß, aber sie werden sich wehtun, um solche Wellen zu kriegen.
When you look down the back.
Wenn du nach hinten schaust.
Look down the back.
All the way down the back there.
Ganz nach hinten schaust.
It's just people's furniture.
Es sind nur die Möbel von Leuten.
And the fella across the road, all his furniture.
Und der Typ gegenüber.
His fridges and freezers.
Seine Kühlschränke und Gefrierschränke.
They're in our backyard.
Die sind in unserem Garten.
Make some beers and take some billies and sabre.
Wir werden heute Nachmittag Marihuana rauchen und Bier trinken.
Devoed.
Bestürzt.
Too good. Slay it again tomorrow.
Und dann surfen sie morgen weiter. Das war's, Süße.
Chinese good luck.
It'll be just snappers in a couple of days.
Die Wellen werden wieder klein in ein paar Tagen.
Brown's kind of bullet.
It'll be just snappers in a couple of days.
Barbecues. TVs and computers. Gobbles. Eskies.
Vintage clothes and shopping trolleys on the verge.
You hurtin'. What do you want to say, mate? I can hear it.
Kant war eine richtige...
Excuse me?
Immanuel Kant?
Who?
Immanuel Kant?
Oh, yeah, that Kant. Call her.
Yeah, Kant was a real...
Was?
Immanuel Kant.
Ach ja, der Kant.
Oh, mate, what a...
Anrufer?
Was?
Was it real?
What?
Kant.
Folglich wir von keinem Gegenstande als Dinge an sich selbst, sondern nur sofern es Objekt der sinnlichen Anschauung ist, das ist als Erscheinung Erkenntnis haben können, wird im analytischen Teile der Kritik bewiesen.
We can have cognition of no object as a thing in itself, but only insofar as it is an object of sensible intuition, that is, as an appearance. from which follows the limitation of all even possible speculative cognition of reason to mere objects of experience.
Woraus denn freilich die Einschränkung aller nur möglichen spekulativen Erkenntnis der Vernunft auf bloße Gegenstände der Erfahrung folgt. Gleichwohl wird, welches wohl gemerkt werden muss, doch dabei immer vorbehalten, dass wir eben dieselben Gegenstände auch als Dinge an sich selbst, wenngleich nicht erkennen, doch wenigstens müssen denken können. Denn sonst würde der ungereimte Satz daraus folgen, dass Erscheinung ohne etwas wäre, was da erscheint.
Even if we cannot cognize these same objects as things in themselves, we at least must be able to think them as things in themselves. For otherwise, they would follow the absurd proposition that there is an appearance without anything that appears.
Dass alle unsere Anschauung nichts als die Vorstellung von Erscheinung sei, dass die Dinge, die wir anschauen, nicht das an sich selbst sind, wofür wir sie anschauen, noch ihre Verhältnisse so an sich selbst beschaffen sind, als sie uns erscheinen, und dass, wenn wir unser Subjekt oder auch nur die subjektive Beschaffenheit der Sinne überhaupt aufheben, alle die Beschaffenheit, alle Verhältnisse der Objekte im Raum und Zeit, ja, selbst Raum und Zeit, verschwinden würden und als Erscheinungen nicht an sich selbst, sondern nur in uns existieren können.
Themselves as they appear to us. And that if we remove our own subject, or even only the subjective constitution of the senses in general, then all constitution, all relations as objects in space and time, indeed, space and time themselves would disappear. And as appearances,
there is me.
It cannot exist in itself. But I.
There is the roof.
Only not.
There is the relationship between me and the roof. To think the roof and to know the roof are not the same thing. There are relationships to things as experiences. And there are relationships to the experiences themselves.
Yvonne, Yanni, Xavier,
Warren, Winifred.
Wow.
Violet.
Vali.
Ume. Tam. Tao.
Tenatai.
Sarah.
Simon. Rosa.
Ray. Ranu.
Rini.
Rambuta.
Peter.
Pearl by ear.
Oliver.
Olo. Ollie.
Odette. Severe tropical cyclone Nina.
Nat.
No.
Nisha.
RCR 2014-15. Madge 1973.
Mal.
Myla.
Manga.
Mick.
Melati.
Severe tropical cyclone Larry. Tropical Cyclone Jim, 2005-2006. Severe Tropical Cyclone Ida, 2013-14. Ingrid.
Irena.
Ila.
Irene.
Ines.
Hamish.
Vega.
Hebo.
Hetty.
Severe tropical cyclone Guba. 2007-08. Severe tropical cyclone Grace, 1993-84. Severe tropical cyclone Gordon. Gale.
Kenanga.
Severe tropical cyclone Frida, 1980-81. Severe tropical cyclone Daphne, 1990-91. Severe tropical cyclone Bronwyn, 1971-72. Severe tropical cyclone Abigail, 2000. Severe tropical cyclone Agnes, never made landfall, 1993-94. Severe tropical cyclone Althea. Possessive pronouns yours and mine. Love grows best in reality. love of the neighbour is the toughest love of all. One's neighbour is the unlovable object. It requires a certain distance that is both too close and too far. From here to the neighbour's yard. To treasure this distance is love.
This is cyclone music. That's not proper cyclone music, but you need the emptiness of the object, mate. This is... You need the emptiness of the object. The right music for tropical cyclones. Just saying. Natural disasters with a human touch. Is the emptiness of the object as expressed. In sound.